New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has joined the race for president. He joins an already crowded field, which includes two Florida candidates, Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. The Florida candidates have the attention of Florida's fact-checkers over what they say and also what's being said about them. Bush is now the subject of an infographic or meme called Five Things You Need to Know About Jeb Bush. The liberal group Ultraviolet came up with it. WUSF's Lottie Watts checks in with Josh Gillen from PolitiFact Florida for a look at their claims.
Josh, first off, can you describe the meme and the group that's behind it?
Sure. This is an image that was posted both on Ultraviolet's website and on Facebook. And we actually looked at the one that was on Facebook because those have a habit of getting passed around quite a bit. And it just simply lists five different things that have happened in the history of Jeb Bush's political career. And they span quite a long period of time, going back to before he was governor, all the way up to a campaign hire that he made just earlier this year. And that was a kind of a contentious hire there. The guy only lasted one day because of things that he had written on Twitter. But we decided to take a look at a couple of those in a little more detail, as you said.
So you took a close look at two of those five claims. Let's start with this one. The meme says that Jeb Bush appointed a guardian for the fetus of a rape survivor. How does that claim rate on the Truthometer?
We rated this one mostly false, and that's because this is concerning an incident in 2003, rather heart-wrenching tale of a developmentally disabled woman in a group home. She had been in state care since she was born, and she had been raped by someone and was 5 months pregnant at the time, 5 or 6 months pregnant. And the governor at the time, Jeb Bush, had wanted a court to appoint a guardian for the fetus who was not due to be born for several months. Now, the problem here is that a lower court and then an appeals court both ruled that according to a state Supreme Court ruling from 1989, fetuses don't have the rights of people in the state of Florida. So Bush's request was denied. And that's why we took special care to look at how this was worded. It said he appointed a guardian. He did not have that power, but he did want one, and he did take the case through the courts for a while. But in this case, he did not actually appoint anyone. So we ruled it mostly false.
Now, the group also says that Jeb Bush said low-income women should, quote, get their life together and find a husband. What did the fact-checkers give that claim?
We gave this one a mostly true, but the one thing about this is the context of the comment that he made. And this goes back all the way to 1994 during his first gubernatorial campaign. And this was said during the primaries. He was being asked about aid for families with dependent children as a welfare program that existed in 1994. And it actually went away 2 years later. But Bush at the time was asking for a two-year time limit on how long someone can get benefits from that welfare program. And he was saying that, in essence, that 2 years was plenty of time. His quote was actually, quote, they should be able to get their life together and find a husband, find a job, find other alternatives in terms of private charity or a combination of all three. And he's aiming this comment directly at women, these mothers, these single mothers, and that is also a topic that he has had problems with in other areas, things he's written in books, his supports for other laws. But in this case, he really did say it. It was just 21 years ago. So we need to keep that context in mind. Overall, though, the fact that he said it led this one to get a rating of mostly true.
You can see more analysis of the claims made by Ultraviolet and many other political claims from PolitiFact Florida at WUSFnews.org. There's also a great screenshot of that Ultraviolet meme.